Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Steve Lodge, Anaheim City Council candidate. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Ron. Appreciate the invite this morning.
Glad to have you with us. Look forward to chatting with you just a bit. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, on Ron Siegel Radio, every day is a day to celebrate National Date Nut Bread Day. Now, we've also got another celebration today, and the jerk in San Francisco will probably be sitting on his butt for this one as well. Today is National Pledge of Allegiance Day. So don't tell that to the jerk in San Francisco, but the rest of us, we can honor the flag, honor our country. National Pledge of Allegiance Day, that is today as well. Dow Jones down 38 points, oil up $1.63 a barrel, up $1.63 a barrel. National average of gasoline, $2.18.5 a gallon. Here in the state of confusion, we are paying $2.68.7. Think about that, 50 cents a gallon more than the national average. Thank you, Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just a thought right there. Unbelievable that we're still paying that much. Second only to the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Amazing. We're basically paying the same price here in California where the oil has to come into from offshore in many instances, refined here for other places. Yet we pay the most. Just go to Arizona, see what they're paying. Go to Nevada, see what they're paying. If you want me to share that information with you, Arizona is paying $2.10 a gallon, less than the national average. $2.10 in Arizona, $2.68.7 here in the state of confusion. Again, 20 cents a gallon cheaper in Nevada than we are here. Unbelievable how we get stiffed by our friends in Sacramento. It's bad when you get stiff by your friends in Sacramento, Benedict Arnold. But then again, look at the other side of it. Well, we've got a Democrat-run state now, so it doesn't surprise me that they're working on extending that cap-and-trade policy. Unbelievable. Moving right along, European Central Bank made no changes in their position. Some people were expecting them to extend their bond-buying programs. Currently expires March of 2017. I wonder if that has any effect on the reason the U.S. 10-year Treasury moving up. The yield is up. That means the price of the 10-year bonds is going down. 1.59 is the massive yield that you get if you put your money into a U.S. 10-year Treasury for 10 years. 1.59%.
Ow!
Yeah, not good. But still better than the German 10-year bond where you don't even get all your money back. And in Japan, you don't get your money back there either. So I guess we are still better off, but there's a bit of a spread there. Generally, we expect 50 to 100 basis points, half a point to a point above Germany is where the U.S. 10-year Treasury is. Now, the U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.594, Germany's at a negative 0.6. That means we've got a bit of a gap to cover right there. Remember the reason I share that with you. Number one, our seniors, that's what you live on, is that fixed income, 10-year Treasury, 1.59%, tough to live on that yield. But for those of you thinking about mortgages, generally we look at adding 1.76 to the 10-year Treasury, and that gives you the 30-year fixed rate loan. This month or this week that came out at 3.46 was the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey price. Again, you have to pay about 0.6% to get that price. Just a thought there. And bad news for more Americans, 259,000 people filed first-time unemployment claims. The headline, though, is it's 4,000 better than last week. Wow, that's that really makes things exciting, right?
You're absolutely useless.
But then again, on Friday last week, we announced that there were about 170,000 jobs created, but for the week, we lose 259,000. Guess that math doesn't work too well, does it? We're going the wrong way still, but at least there is a bright, shining star on the horizon. Hillary Clinton says the economy is doing just fine, thank you. Unbelievable. Talk about.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out in a minute. But unbelievable. Not good news there. Moving right along. Libertarian. Here's an interesting concept. I talk about it. I'm open. I'm a political junkie. And being in the media somewhat myself, only an hour a day, 5 days a week, doing radio broadcasts for you. I'm not a big fan of this gotcha crap that goes on the media. They think that's what's going to really sway somebody's opinion. Now, Gary Johnson, he's a libertarian candidate for president. He's got in the Real Clear Politics. I think he's got about 8% of the vote right now. That's the only poll that really matters. If you want to look at all the different polls that are out there, they're all great. Throw them away once you look at them. Don't pay any attention to them. Go to Real Clear Politics just because they do an average of the polls. That way you're getting some better information instead of getting something that is one snapshot at 1 minute. Real Clear Politics, again, they average all the different numbers. Gary Johnson, the last numbers I looked at, had about an 8% of the vote. Doesn't mean anything. But he goes on one of the gotcha shows. It was probably on, yeah, MSNBC on the Morning Joe show. Have you ever heard of that? Neither has anybody else. So the question there was, wanted to know, what is Aleppo? Talk about Aleppo and your feeling about Aleppo. Who cares? Right? I mean, Aleppo, Johnson didn't know what it was. Do you know what Aleppo is? Aleppo is the epicenter of the refugee crisis in Syria, just for those that want to answer a trivia question when you're at the bar tonight watching football. Aleppo, the epicenter, refugee crisis in Syria. Yeah, that was the crisis caused by Hillary Clinton. Just my personal opinion right there. I think every once in a while she does check in with us. So maybe I'll see if I can get a soundbite from her on her thoughts here. But is that what we really want to spend our time with, is dealing with gotcha questions? Or do we want to know what candidates' policies are, what they would do in certain instances? That would be my suggestion, is saying, you know something, let's hear what they have to say about issues. Wow, Hillary was back in the studio. That's generally when she's not coughing. We did get this soundbite from her. Direct soundbite. I did not alter that at all. Just a thought there for you. Unbelievable. Now, the other part of the fun stuff that's going on, you know that you got a real problem when the media starts piling on their own. Yeah, the media, the Main Street media, who is supposed to be impartial, but we all know better than that. They're upset with Matt Lauer this morning. Those of you that watched the Commander-in-Chief Forum yesterday. Upset with Matt Lauer because he failed to challenge Donald Trump enough on the Iraq war. Yeah, that was the war that Hillary Clinton voted for before she was against it. Unbelievable. You got to wonder about some of these issues where the media starts jumping on wonder if they think they could do better. You ever tried to be on stage when you've got all of this pressure, half the world watching, the other half trying to find out if you make a mistake of any sort, and then you go and you get your own media, your own supporters chastising you because you didn't ask a specific question? Like, maybe the question ought to be the question that James Lankford is asking right now. President Obama, you gave $1.3 billion in cash to Iran, $1.3 billion in cash, and I couldn't figure out how to write a check. Maybe you couldn't get all that onto a check or something. So they flew planes with cash. Now, I'm just curious, and, you know, I'm just a simple guy. Does a president of the United States really have the right to send out $1 billion without going through Congress? How does that happen? How do you make those decisions? Who makes those decisions? But then again, when you've got a Justice Department that won't indict anybody, you've got an FBI that can't figure out that when a Secretary of State can't figure out what's classified and what's not because it wasn't marked for her, you got to really wonder about that stuff. And who's mining the store in Washington? You got to wonder. Maybe there were some people overseas in Asia this week that really had the right answers to our president. Boy, did you see that trip that he had? That was probably not his most favorite trip. I wonder if he's going to be leaving the White House anytime soon following that trip. Just saying, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to learn some new things about Orange County, about Anaheim, what's going on in the communities. I always use Anaheim because they are a benchmark for a lot of our states. So get some great information from our guests today. New construction numbers now versus 2005 in real estate. Retirement experts discuss a new case for low-cost reverse mortgages. A lot of people are still confused about that program. And the unbelievable financial guru, he's probably on the same level as Bill Gross. Well, maybe not. Mark Cuban is going to hedge in a chaotic market if Trump gets elected. Is anybody listening to Mark Cuban now anyway? I'm just wondering. All that and more, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. And
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you. New construction numbers now versus 2005. We chatted yesterday a little bit, or spoke yesterday a little bit, about those people that are worried about a bubble, another housing crisis on the horizon. Jonathan Smoke, chief economist of Realtor.com, explains the basic difference between 2005 and today. Quote, The havoc during the last cycle was the result of building too many houses and of speculation fueled by loose credit. That's the exact opposite of what we have today, unquote. Look at the numbers of new single-family housing starts over the last 30 years. We can see that the numbers of housing starts during the recovery, 2012 to today, are still well below historic averages, far less than the numbers built during the run-up to the housing bubble. I'm going to post a chart right there on Ron Siegel Radio. Bottom line, current demand for housing actually calls for more new construction to be built, not less. We should at least return to historic levels. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you. Good opportunity to chat today as we lead into the Day of Remembrance, September 11th. A lot of events coming up. Go to the Facebook page or the website. Check out all of those events. I'm going to talk to Steve Lodge. He's candidate for Anaheim City Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
So, am I mistaken? You were in law enforcement, weren't you?
Yes, I was a Santa Ana police officer for 28 years.
28 years. So thank you.
I enjoyed my career, a lot of successes there. And when I was finished, I was done. I was ready to leave law enforcement.
When did you leave?
The last day of 2008. So okay. December 31st.
So at least at the times that you were in law enforcement, it wasn't the environment that we have today where police officers are ridiculed for some stupid reason by stupid people.
Well, you certainly have a different environment out there. It's much tougher to be a police officer nowadays than it was when I was a cop. I really feel for the guys. It's almost as if they're on television 24/7.
It's amazing. And, you know, they're out there. I mean, you now in civilian life, me as a civilian life as well. You know, I say goodbye to my wife every morning and my family every morning. And it's really not a question of, am I coming home? There's a few people that obviously don't come home. Law enforcement's out there putting it on the line every day.
No, absolutely. They get up in the morning or they have a night shift and they say goodbye to their families. And it's always a very dicey situation out there. You never know when a situation may develop. Life is in danger. When I was working homicide for several years, you know, I saw how random, you know, it could be people that were killed sleeping in their beds because somebody did a drive-by. They weren't even targeting those people. And, you know, somebody took a bullet that wasn't even you know, it was intended for them and they lost their lives. So it's dangerous to be out in certain areas. And I feel for the officers.
So let me ask you this question, because we're in this environment now that we are where we are, obviously. And I know you're running for city council in Anaheim. I'm a big believer in deterrence. And I think it's the best thing that the law enforcement has for them. People being, you know, I have no problem with somebody being afraid of a police officer. I don't want them to be afraid for no reason, but you know something, I want them to be afraid that they're going to arrest them if they do the wrong thing.
You know, that's funny you bring that up, because it's almost like the halo effect, or the, you know, when you're driving down the highway and you see a cop behind you or going the other way, you instantly like, okay, am I doing everything right? I mean, I even get that feeling. I mean, I was a cop for 28 years, but still, if I got a cop behind me, I'm always thinking, is he going to pull me over? Am I staying in my lane? You know, just, it's that halo effect. You want to be good when you see a cop.
And I think that's a good thing. I think that, you know, we had the public information officer for Anaheim was in studio with us earlier this week, and we were chatting about the DUI checkpoints.
Right.
Right. And the idea is to deter people from doing the wrong thing.
Exactly. And I worked many DUI checkpoints when I was working traffic over in Santa Ana, and it is definitely a deterrent. It puts them on notice that, you know, at any time there could be a checkpoint, even though they're advertised ahead of time. You know, they're by law, they got to put them in the newspaper and announce them publicly. Most people don't realize that they're there, and it's easy to spot people that are trying to avoid them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. What they'll do is they'll have the where they funnel in. But well before that, you know, there's officers that watch to see people making illegal U-turns and crazy turns trying to get out of the
That's
situation.
That's funny. That is kind of funny when you think about it. So let's chat about where you're at, what you're doing. These obviously Day of Remembrance coming up. There's a lot of fellow first responders that we honor their memory?
Absolutely. As a first responder in the past myself, you know, you have to feel for in that day, remembering all the loss of life, not only civilian, but uniformed personnel that were there to save people. And it's a sad day, but it's also a day where we can, you know, feel that patriotism and really support our military folks overseas. You know, as a military veteran myself, I know that it's really important for the public to support you.
And so tell me your feeling, your you know, just on a side, I know we didn't even chat about this, mm-hmm. your thoughts about, as a veteran and as a retired law enforcement, what's going on in some of the sporting of things with the jerk in San Francisco. Personal opinion?
Personal opinion is, you know, as an individual, you know, I would never do that. And most people that I know would never do that. They have much more respect for our country than that, and respect for what it stands for. Maybe they have an issue with something that's going on, whether it's civil rights or they have an issue with the police. But that's not the forum to do that. But I also respect the right a freedom to express themselves, even if it's in a negative way, but they also have to suffer the consequences of people, you know, the negativity that comes along with it. So it's their right to do so. We protect that, you know, it's in the Constitution, and, you know, he has the right to do it, or they have the right to do it, but, you know, it's certainly not something I would do.
And, you know, sometimes I love that the response. I've heard that from quite a few people, you know, watching the media, and the people that I've chatted with is those that have served say, you know, something, he's got that right. And I look at it and say, you know something, I agree. But I think we also get the right to say, you know something, I want nothing to do with anything that he has to do with.
Absolutely. I mean, those are the consequences for doing certain things that have a negative connotation attached to it. And he's, you know, going to reap that whole negative vibe from most of the people in this country.
Now, on the flip side, I was really excited to see the response from the coach from USA Hockey, who said anybody that chooses to do that will also have the right to sit for the entire game because they won't play on my team.
And he has, he's the coach. He decides, you know, who plays and who doesn't. And if you're behaving in a way that he doesn't think represents the team, then so be it.
Right. I mean, both sides are protected.
Right.
Great information. I love it. So we do want to make sure that we do remind everybody that's listening that we've got a couple of events going on tomorrow. Our friends over at Hail Glass, their 8th annual blood drive in memory of those we lost. So that's going to be going on in Placentia. You go give blood, they'll give you lunch. Pretty nice. Pretty good trade-off. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch, I think, is 11:30 to 1. They've got a couple of Red Cross blood trucks or blood mobiles coming. So got the information right there, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. And then the big event as well coming up, and I think Steve, you said you're going to be there as well, the National Day of Remembrance, the City National Grove of Anaheim. That's at 2 p.m. on September 11th.
That's correct. I believe Sunday, and it's going to be a great event, and I encourage everybody to come and participate.
Hopefully they'll have some TVs on this. We can watch some football, too. I don't think so. That's obviously, that's a lot more important.
I think it's
than
between
the,
games.
Between games, okay. That should be a great event also, and it's a way of us those of us who are patriotic flag wavers saying thank you.
Yes,
And I think that's a big thing that we need to do for, you know, because many of us, you know, those of us that didn't serve, there is that group still, the Vietnam veterans, who made it very clear that the lack of compassion when they came home or watched news from home was very impactful on them.
Right. I you know, the public at that time was, you know, wasn't exactly enamored with the military. When I went into the military, it was right after Vietnam. It was volunteer army. But the public really didn't recognize that sacrifice and service. And, you know, I didn't have the same, they didn't look at me the same way they look at the troops now. And I think it's wonderful to see how many people appreciate the service and the sacrifice that our military men are making. My father served, he's a World War II veteran, and my son is now serving in the Navy. So
oh,
it's
exciting.
Been a tradition, it's three generations of military service, and I think it's a great history to have within the family.
It is, and it's very admirable. And obviously, it's a generational thing where people teach their kids from one generation to the next, passing traditions on. Obviously, we thank you and appreciate all that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about homelessness, the Orange County streetcar. A lot more information with Steve Lodge. We'll also talk about retirement experts discussing new case for low-cost reverse mortgages. And that world-famous investor, not Mark Cuban, he might give you some good advice, though. Hedge your account in chaotic market all the time. It doesn't matter who gets elected is my commentary. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. You can catch the replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. I'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for a mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products you need. Maybe you want to save just a little bit of money. They've got them all over there for you. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. See if we can save you some money, save you. Maybe there's a little debt reduction we want to work on. What is your household blended debt? If you don't know that answer, well, they can help you with that as well. Retirement experts discuss new case for low-cost reverse mortgages. There's a lot of misconception out there still. Number one, that the reverse mortgage loan is going to take your house. Well, no, it doesn't take your house. They don't even want your house. They're giving you every method in the world to stay in your home, stay in there without paying a mortgage payment, and then for your heirs to do whatever they want with the property up to a year after you depart the property. So that's, don't worry about that part. The question then becomes cost. I just saw a guy just recently that called us, and I put him in touch with Jay Kaplan. His reverse mortgage is going to cost him absolutely nothing. So you tell me if that's too expensive. Most people can afford that. Even somebody that is frugal like me, right? I can afford a loan that costs me nothing and I have no mortgage payment. Think about that. If you've got a question, if you've got someone that you know that is 62 years of age or older, they've got some equity in a property that they're currently living in, I'm going to tell you right now, there is a good reason for them to explore that as an option. It might not be the best choice for them, but I would say not knowing or not being educated is not a good choice either. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Steve Lodge, a candidate for Anaheim City Council, is in the house with us, a retired law enforcement, retired military, talking as we get ready for our heading right into the day of remembrance, 9/11. Let's talk. Let's move on to another subject, Steve. Homelessness. Seems like it's a big topic now.
Well, it's a really big topic, and it's not just in Orange County. It's in Los Angeles and any major city. You're going to have these issues, and it's become an epidemic. And I think it's at the crisis point. And I don't think we're handling it really the way it should be handled. And some of the things that I've seen recently, like moving. Like the Santa Ana Civic Center, you know, I'm very intimate with that problem down there because we had it back 15, 20 years ago, and I think we handled it very well. I think they've let it get to the point where it's almost unmanageable, and it's going to take a lot of effort to get it back under contained.
So what are the things that we should be looking for? What are the things that we should be doing with that now?
Well, I think they do pretty good as far as the services are there to provide the transition from the homeless situation for the individual. They have, you know, social services, mental health, job training, food, housing, drug, alcohol, rehab, employment services, medical and dental services, clothing, psychological evaluations. But the issues are you've got a population that has a very high percentage of alcoholism and drug addiction. You also have mental health issues out there. So with those percentages very high, getting them to go to rehab or getting the mentally ill on their medications or getting them the services they need is a difficult task because you can't force them into it. So having those rules in places that, you know, the houses where they can go into rehab, they have rules. And a lot of them don't want to go to those places because they do have rules. They want to be left alone to do their drugs and alcohol and the mentally ill. That's another situation where, you know, they're not going to get on their meds unless somebody actually puts them back on.
So the question then comes, you can't force them to do anything. What kind of incentives work?
Well, that's one of the things that is missing from this equation. When you have all these services that allow them to be taken care of and transitioned back to productive citizen, but you don't have any way to force that, then you're not going to get the people going in into these programs voluntarily. And the enforcement arm hasn't been used, and that's what's missing from this equation, and that's why it's gotten such a big problem now.
So what do you do to enforce it? I mean, because you said that it was pretty tame, you know, decades ago.
Well, we had the issues, and we had it in the Civic Center, and we had a program at Santa Ana PD that you know, provided the services, allowed them to transition, but the ones that didn't want to and that just wanted to stay where they were, then the law enforcement side comes in. You know, you can't camp in the civic center. You can't urinate in the civic center. You can't drink in the civic center. You can't use drugs in the civic center. Rules that everybody else has to play by in society. That's missing from this equation. And once you bring that to bear, you'll get the compliance that you need. Because if it's part of their probation or terms of you know, once they've been, if they get arrested, they get probation, and that's part of their terms as they go into these rehabs and mental health and that type of thing.
So is it because we've become such a politically correct society that we don't want to say, you know, you're not allowed to urinate, you know, in a public area?
Exactly. We've become too politically correct to the detriment of the homeless. I don't think it's a compassion. You're showing much compassion to leave somebody living in the street. Do everything you can to help that person get off the street, offer the services. And if they refuse, then law enforcement comes in. And if they're doing things like living in the flood canals, which is trespassing, it's not property that you're allowed to live in, you know, sitting in front of commercial buildings, causing, you know, who wants to go into a commercial building with a retailer when you've got the homeless living in the parking lot? And every time you park there or walk in, you're getting solicited for something.
And that becomes scary because
I
must admit, I know special needs people. I've got some of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And they look in, if there's a homeless person in front of an establishment, good, bad, or indifferent, they don't know the person, but they're still scared.
Absolutely. And it's not that, you know, most of the time that's not in danger, but we've had in West Anaheim some of the store shop owners of businesses assaulted by the homeless because they were trying to get them out of in front of the doors and off their property. I mean, this is a private property. Where's the property rights for that property owner?
Sure.
You know, we need to start enforcing the law that we all have to abide by. You know, they're in the parks well past the curfew for the parks. You know, they have hours of a park, but nobody's enforcing those because the elected officials are holding the law enforcement officials back. They're holding the cops back. They're not allowing them to cite, and they may not be able to arrest them physically and put them in jail, but they can give them a citation, which they have to, you know, go to court. But if you don't do anything like that, they kind of just laugh at you. You know, when they're, building tents on the bus benches, you know, how do people use the OCTA bus pickups?
And that becomes a whole new issue. And then we're going to spend some time in the next segment talking about public transportation.
Right.
But I mean, if that's where they're living, and obviously they want the shelters and they need the shelter.
Right.
You know, then the people that we're trying to encourage others to take public transportation to try and, you know, reduce some of our congestion.
Yeah.
Is that what we really want to be, you know, do you want to sit on the park bench where somebody slept and maybe urinated last night?
Right. And we have the problem in West Anaheim is kind of the homeless situation over there is intolerable. We have most of the homeless in the West End, which is District 1 where I'm running. And I have a plan to really use all the services that are necessary to move them out of the areas they're not supposed to be in, because my residents have rights. The residents that live over there have rights too. When they get up in the morning and they walk out their front door, they don't want to see somebody defecating across the street in the canals,
sure.
Which, by the way, all these canals are being used as a toilet that basically running out into the ocean. Where's the Coastal Commission, the EPA on that? You know, the ACLU is given, you know, basically say everybody leave them alone, hands off. But we can't operate as a society like that.
And again, it goes back to this, something that we've chatted about on Ron Siegel Radio many times. We've got the vocal minority,
right?
And we've got to get the silent majority to wake up and realize that, hey, you can solve these problems if you'll get up and participate in our society. And we're going to chat more with Steve Lodge when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also chat about the world-famous investor, Mark Cuban. He's saying hedge if Donald Trump is elected. I'm going to talk maybe hedge if either candidate is elected. We can pretty much bet that one of them will be. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Go on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you've been part of our podcast, Ron Siegel 101, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, stay tuned. We'll be back in the next episode.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero program. Yes, that is for our military, active, retired, reserve, first responders, teachers, nurses. Got discounts for everybody when they're looking to buy a home, sell a home, refinance a home. Credit repair people have discounts for them. Legal folks have discounts for all of these people that are so special to our society. And in the segment today, we're chatting. It's very, very interesting. Mark Cuban coming out. Now, I don't know about you. I find him entertaining. And one of the things that's getting a little bit scary to me is watching folks who really have minimal knowledge, so to speak. They're the average guy, but they made a lot of money because of being in the right place, right time in many instances, or starting off that way. Now the world thinks that because they've made a lot of money, that they're a guru in everything. You know, I've said it many times, the hypocrite Warren Buffett talks about taxing people more, yet he starts a foundation and builds an insurance company so he doesn't have to pay taxes. Think about that concept. Now, billionaire Mark Cuban says he has his Trump hedge on, predicting stock market chaos if the GOP candidate wins the election. Well, think about this. Under the current administration, we have nobody working. 9.7% of the population is unemployed or underemployed, according to BLS Labor Statistic U6. We've got a 1.1% GDP. We've got the Federal Reserve tripling their balance sheet and the national debt up $11 trillion. And Cuban says, I think we should stay on the same path. Really? I mean, does that make any sense to anybody? Well, maybe the reason is Cuban's got all of his money and he doesn't care about helping others get ahead. Obviously, Hillary Clinton is not the solution. She's been doing it for 30 years. So just a thought there. Now, the idea of hedging, that is a good thought, because when you start taking some of this money out of the system, the stock market, which as I speak to you right now, is trading at 18,479, down 46 points, it's going to have to correct because it's being held up fictitiously. That's just the real reality of it. So it should correct. Those people that are wise should hedge. But maybe it's not because of Trump. It's because he might do some good stuff for the country. Just a thought there. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Go to VIPHeroProgram.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Steve Lodge is running for Anaheim City Council. Thought it was very fascinating. Steve and I were chatting during the break. Before the break, we were talking about homelessness. And Steve, you're sharing this, I guess it's kind of an internal government that the homeless has.
It is. I've been talking to several police officers down in Santa Ana following an incident down there. And they were telling me that you have certain segments of the homeless population that have actually formed a kind of a loose government where you have the homeless mayor who runs things in the civic center and kind of segregates out the mental health issue folks are in one area. You got the drug addicts and the alcoholics in another area, and then basically the urban campers running the show. So it's an interesting dynamic. They kind of form their own subculture.
Wonder where the civil rights group is so that they can say, you got to assimilate all these people.
I'm sure they have the homeless attorneys acting in their behalf.
Segregation. I mean, we're not supposed to have that anymore.
No, we're not. And it's really interesting. I guess it's intended to keep the violence to a minimum.
That part probably is not a bad idea.
Right.
I mean, and you think about that, in almost every area we find that tends to happen where we're given our rights. I'm going to go out there and just throw this out there just because I can. It's me. I'm not going to ask you your opinion, Steve. But maybe they could substitute the mayor over in Santa Ana, the homeless mayor, for the mayor of Anaheim, and we'll probably get a lot more positive impact on our communities. Just a thought. That's me. I'm not going to ask you to comment.
I appreciate that.
But let's go on to another topic. It's something that I'm finding very fascinating watching. You know, we were talking before we got started this morning, mm-hmm. about public transportation, the idea. We're starting to see, I think I saw at the Chapman College or Chapman University economic forecast, that most of Orange County and California new housing permits are in the multifamily arena, where our young people, especially the millennials, they want to be close to public transportation so that they can get, they don't have to be driving to work and spending 2 hours on the freeways that aren't very free anymore.
Absolutely. They're really public transportation oriented. They're also private transportation oriented, like Uber and Lyft. They like living, playing, and working in the same area, so they don't have to have that commute and waste the kind of time that I think our generation did. The density numbers for especially central and northern Orange County are going to skyrocket. Most of the housing is multifamily, high-rise type design. The Platinum Triangle, the numbers there are going to skyrocket in the next several years. And they're looking for ways to travel without getting in a car and getting on the street and getting on the freeways. We can't widen the freeways in anymore, much more than they have been widened. It's getting, the cost is just astronomical when it comes to right-of-way takes and that type of thing. So we have to look for transportation, and rail is part of that, the piece of that puzzle. You can't eliminate one form of transportation when it provides a good service for a segment of the community.
So what's the story with the streetcar? I know, I thought I saw that once again, the mayor of Anaheim is against the streetcar project. It seems to me that if we can find something that glorifies public transportation, it would be a good thing, because my generation, you know, you're probably in the same boat. We grew up with the idea that, you know, if you were successful, you didn't get on a bus, you didn't get on a train. Right. And when I had my office in Manhattan, it was just the opposite. I mean, it was great getting on a train going home, and you could live 30 miles outside the city and not have to fight the traffic.
Well, right. We grew up here in Southern California in the car.
Right.
I mean, that was your, you know, form of transportation. There was, you know, most of it was the rail was freight, and you didn't have the passenger rail like you do now, which has to be enhanced. We always had the problem with that last mile connection, which is being provided by Lyft and Uber currently with cabs and bus transportation. You talk about the mayor being against the streetcar. His big push is bus and rubber tire, but that's just one piece of the puzzle. You have to have rail too.
Yeah. Part of that might have to do with, and again, in my opinion, I think he's on the board for the Orange County Transit bus system. So maybe, you know, going back to the streetcar might be a little competition for him.
Right. Well, he has a philosophical view, that doesn't like rail. He's made that quite clear. I have a different opinion. I think rail is a needed segment of the public transportation system. It has its place. And in spending, there's certain percentages of our transportation budget that has to be spent on rail. It can't be moved to something else. And that's what we're targeting to get the job done.
Well, that center that we've got there, Arctic, is a beautiful center to serve, you know, Orange County. I mean, I know it's Anaheim, but it certainly can serve all of Orange County. People can get to work in the, in the district area in Tustin, if they can get to work in downtown Anaheim, you know, all the different areas, or in the development near the canyon.
Right.
Again, it's that last mile you're talking about.
Right. And you have to remember, there's a lot of critics to Arctic that it was, you know, a lot of money and we don't need it. But you have to remember, the population growth in that area is astronomical and it's going to continue to climb. The building was built, that transportation center was built for the future, for the next 100 years. We couldn't have built it at a cheaper time in history. It was during the recession. We put the money into it. It was built. It would be double now. If we started that process now, it would have cost double to build that same building. So I think it was a good investment for the future and for our kids and grandchildren.
And hopefully, if there was, and I don't know if there is, you might know, Steve, I don't know, but if there was any bond issues floated for it, you might even be able to restructure those bond issues, because interest rates at a 1.5 10-year treasury,
right,
are going to be very attractive now.
Yeah, in our revenue system in Anaheim, I sit on the Anaheim Budget Commission. Our revenues are strong and they're climbing, and we're adding to them every year. So economically, we're sound, and I'm really looking for a bright future for Anaheim, and we are going to grow as a city, and we're going to see our West End grow with it. And there's going to be development out there over the next many years. And I see a bright future for Anaheim.
And hopefully there's a lot of development going. I mean, we know Disney just started a big project. Hopefully, if we can get the mayor out of the way, the Angels will start some nice projects over there as well, which are going to continue to help enhance jobs in Orange County.
Well, there's a number of very large construction projects, which mean jobs for and quality jobs for Anaheim and Orange County and the surrounding cities. Not only the construction jobs, but the jobs for the hotel system itself and many of the retailers and commercial businesses.
Great information, as always. We appreciate Steve Lodge coming in to chat with us, give us an update. Running for Anaheim City Council in District 1. So keep Steve, remember that name when you go and look at the ballots. Got some great information that he's sharing with us. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, you take a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.